Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Seth Stasholm.
Good morning, LaVon.
It's great to have you here. And I know Parks and Rec, with your direction, Roger's direction, have been doing great things. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we want to talk about is this special event coming up on Friday.
Oh, yes. On Friday, we're having a grand opening for the Buck Creek Dog Park. And that's, if you don't know where it is, if you go out to Shilberg's on Buck Creek Road, you just go all the way and you can't miss it. It's a huge fence-in area. And hopefully on Friday, we'll see a lot of dogs playing and a good crowd of people and some tents set up.
Okay. What time does it start?
We're having our ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock. And the mayor should be there, and so it should be a grand old event, and we're going to have informational booths and tents set up, just the informational, just so people understand on how the dog park works. We have a small dog area and a large dog area, and we have some rules and regulations just to save our...
Well, when you put something like this together, you have to have some maintenance. You have to have some basic rules.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the rules is your dogs need to be vaccinated. And we really want to stress that and to have vaccinations on the dogs. And so we are having a shot clinic for one-year rabies shots that's put on by the local veterinarians. And they're going to be out there from 12 to 1. And also they're going to come back from 4 to 6 to hit those after work and during the lunch hour, so people will have the opportunity to take their dogs and have an opportunity to get a special price on those vaccination shots.
That's a good deal. So. Good. So kind of it's all kicking off with that ribbon cutting at 10, but then things throughout the day, and then the ending time, the official ending time sounds like it's 6.
It's going to be 6, and we're going to do a ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock, and then we're going to have a booth there set up throughout the day. So people, if your dogs are not comfortable with large groups of people or a lot of dogs being there, you can come during one of those off hours. And we'll be there with information provided for licensing your dog for Atlantic, information about our dog park. And we will have some favors there.
Little treats there
Little treats. So maybe we got some free samples of dog food, and we have other favors that are dog related, so you can come by and check it out. It should be a grand old time. And
great new resource for people, and hopefully that's going to, if there had been some problems, and I can't list any, but I'm thinking, you know, sometimes people go, where do I let my dog loose? Because most places you need on a leash, but here they can go off leash, right?
Yes, this absolutely. We have a compound area they enter, and then from there you have a small dog, 30 pounds or under, or a big dog, 30 pounds and over. You take them through those gates, and then you can just unleash them. They can run wild. I know for the first time, the dogs are going to want to be curious and sniff things out, but second or third time, they learn fast. They learn fast. Yes. Yep, absolutely.
So, Seth, do you have a dog?
I do not have a dog, not yet.
Have you had a dog in your life?
I have had a dog in my life, and they're absolutely fun. We went everywhere when I was a kid. So
yeah, real friends.
Oh, yeah.
It's really important. And I think that's probably why you had requests for this dog park. I mean, I'm sure people were saying, we need this.
Oh, there's a large group of people in Atlantic that are dog owners. And you would not believe how many people will take their dogs out to Shilberg's to walk them. And they love it. And people are good pet owners here. And we would like to also to stress that, too, about good pet ownership here. And we just really want a place for people to take their dogs and have them unleashed. Because over at Shilberg's, we want them to be on leashes. They should be on leashes. And so they can have the dog park to be able to take them off the leash and let them roam free. And
they do need to pick up after their doggies, right? Whether they're on leash or whether they're in the park.
Absolutely. And we have doggy way stations throughout Shilberg's and the dog park, where if they unload, they should go pick it up and throw them away. So,
and people who take care of their dogs, I think, probably do that pretty well, because everybody benefits.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah,
the dog owners and others benefit.
Others benefit, and there's nothing worse than hitting some dog poop on a mower. So,
you sound like you've had that experience.
Oh,
Seth.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we'll come back and talk about those times and so on again. But there have been so many other resources that Park and Rec have worked on. And I know your coming on board has helped move all of that along.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about, you just had a grand opening for another area. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, we had our activity area, Sunnyside Activity Area, just opened up. It's right by our shop on 1200 Sunnyside Lane. And we just had that grand opening on Tuesday. And what that area is they have horseshoe pits over there. And then we also have another huge flat area up top where you can play games such as bocce ball, croquet, badminton, ladder toss, and we had the grand opening on Tuesday, and it was a grand old time.
Right.
People were playing games. We had the ambassadors show up, and it was a grand old time playing those games. And if people don't have any of the equipment for those, we have it at the shop. You can come by the shop anytime from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, or just give us a call at 712-243-3542. We have bocce ball, ladder toss, badminton, horseshoes.
Everything you need.
Everything for a backyard game, and we set up some picnic tables and some barbecue pits, so it's a perfect place. It's a nice shaded area to have a picnic, play a couple horseshoes. It's a grand old time.
Is there a fee if we borrow equipment from you?
There is no fee. We don't charge anything to rent use our rentals. If you wanted to donate, we're more,
that would be good, wouldn't it?
We're more, yeah, acceptable for donations.
Now,
so
you gave us the hours Monday through Friday. What if I want to use something Saturday and Sunday?
If you give us a call, we'll work something out.
Okay.
Me and Roger, we're very flexible, and we can work something out.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to say at this point, people who went to Produce in the Park last Thursday night, thanks to Roger and Seth and your workers, showed up with, I think, 3 or 4 sets of the ladder golf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we had little kids, and then the little kids brought their parents over, and they were having a good time.
I mean, it's a great game. I mean, the parents already know how to play, and I mean, it's a great game to pass to the kids because it's an easy game for,
yes,
for them to play. So
yeah, because we had some pretty little kids there, and they were learning if they didn't know how to toss that and get it where it was supposed to be.
And that's something that's great about the activity area. It can be a cross-generation game. We played bocce ball, and we had 2-3 different generations playing bocce ball, and so I mean, it's that activity area, it can be competitive, cross-generation. You don't see that in a lot of sport
games.
That's
true. That's very true. And so it's nice that you have the equipment, and I'm guessing if somebody's at the shop, they could also tell you how to play bocce ball.
Oh, absolutely. All the guys in our shop know how to play bocce ball now. So,
because that, do you know what country that came from? I mean, that's not an, I don't know either, but it's not an original U.S. game. I think it was brought from somewhere else. Chris, do you know?
I know it's a big Italian thing.
All right.
A lot of Italians play.
Well,
I don't
even
know
the word
originated, but
yeah, that, yeah, word sounds Italian, yeah, so that's probably where it originated. So, anyhow, important point that you made, Seth, in terms of, you know, little kids can play, older people can play.
Mm-hmm.
It's
open for everyone. Yeah. And something else we're looking to add on to the future for the activity area is the bag toss, and we're also going to try to have available checkers and chess,
okay,
for out there, so you can have those rentals and play at those tables. So
sounds like to me, in addition just to going out and having a good time, if you wanted to plan a birthday party or you know, if you're having a family reunion, this would be a good time to say, you know, let's
a great area.
Yeah,
there's no shelter, but I mean the trees are so large, it's just a nice area. It's honestly 10 degrees cooler underneath,
yeah,
those trees.
Yeah, I can believe that. And I'm backing up a little bit in terms of, I think you've completed renovation of the Camblin shelter that was on the list, and I believe that's done.
It is completely done. Our last project up there was installing a drinking fountain with a hose bib and a jug filler, and it is completely done.
Okay.
And it's very nice up there. If you haven't go up there, I suggest that you go up there and check it out. We redid the whole shelter, painted it, and then put some brick around the a brick skirt around all the pillars. And
if we want to reserve that, we call that same number?
Yep, just
okay,
call
same
our number.
Okay, number
is 712-243-3542.
Okay, and remind us again, the grand opening for the dog park starts when, ends when?
The ribbon cutting is at 10 o'clock, and we'll have someone sitting there all the way till 6.
All right, so go on out. If you have a dog, you better show up, because this is a great opportunity, I think, Seth.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Seth Stashholm, for, and he's the assistant director for Atlantic Parks and Rec, and we thank you for coming. Until next time, here's a thought. The world would be a nicer place if everyone had the ability to love as unconditionally as a dog.